Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cola Mona Show, a podcast where I, Cola Mona Meyer, talk about things that you probably don't want to hear. So sit back, relax, and listen. Hello, indeed, in the morning, and what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Cola Mona Show. Yeah, well, I'm going to talk today about gardening. I put together a small garden. You know, lately I've been on this permaculture kick where I've been learning a lot of stuff and reading and listening to a lot of podcasts on permaculture. You know, mainly from people like Paul Wheaton and some of the others that are out there, Jeff Lawton and whatnot. Totally into this permaculture kick, although this year is an educational year for me. It's not going to be so much of a practical put-it-in-action year. I'm just doing a more conventional garden this year. I'm doing some small things. I planted some broccoli, some peas, and some more peas, you know, some bush peas and some pole peas. I got some sage, some mint, some thyme, a little bit of oregano, some zucchini, bell peppers, jalapenos. Not a whole lot, just a little bit of stuff. The place where I live at has, in addition to you know, what I'm planting in my garden, there's some things that are growing here naturally. Some of them that I don't know how to identify. But the ones I do identify, like blackberries, plenty of blackberries out there. So what I figure I'm going to do this year is I'm going to probably make some blackberry wine. And then maybe possibly after I've collected a bunch of blackberries, taming some of the bushes back. Because they are, in the Great Northwest here, the blackberry is an incredibly invasive species and it becomes a nightmare to try to control. Hopefully I can actually control it. But so I've got my garden going. You know, but like I said, it's more of a conventional garden. It's got some zucchini and some peppers. The slugs here seem to like my peppers. So they've been trying to attack my peppers. I've been trying to figure out some ways that I can control the slugs without, you know, without too many chemicals. You know, I don't want to put too many chemicals out there, and I want to do things more naturally, if at all possible. Hell, if I could, I'd rather just plant some things that the slugs would like and have them go eat that rather than eating the things that I want to eat, but at this point, that's not working. So I went to permies.com and I started reading. There's a really good thread on slug control on the permies.com website. I'll put a link in the show notes about it. Some of them suggested some things like, you know, beer, which I did try that for a little while, and that just seemed like a really good waste of beer. I just can't seem to you know, give my beer to the slugs. It's too valuable for that. And it's also, you know, it's something that kills them. Not that I'm against killing slugs. I just, if I don't have to kill something, I don't want to. You know, if I have to, it'll I have no problem killing it. But if I can figure out a way to do it without killing them, much better. One of the things on the permies.com suggestions were to use ashes, spreading ashes. I guess apparently ashes are uncomfortable for slugs to crawl upon. So I figured, hey, what the heck, you know, I got a fire pit. I could sprinkle some ashes around it. Then I started realizing that maybe that's not a good idea. Ashes can possibly screw up my soil. You know, I have pretty decent soil here. The soil that I have here is so nice that I could dig it with my bare hands. And while it does, like I said in the previous podcast, it has a lot of pine, or not pine, but fir needles in it. Therefore, the acidity is probably all off. I've never tested it, so I don't know. The test is going to be how well these plants grow. That's going to be my test. I figured, you know, putting ashes on my soil isn't necessarily good. And I think I remember reading One Straw Revolution by Masanobu Fukuoka that he had mentioned something about spreading ashes about and how it killed all of the spiders. And spiders are beneficial insects. You know, they tend to kill the things that I don't want to have bothering my garden. So I decided that maybe ashes weren't a good idea, although I did spray some. Or spread some as a test, and then thought better of it after I had done it. But I did read a really interesting about copper. Apparently, copper is an uncomfortable substance for slugs to crawl upon. It just doesn't feel good for them. There are some people that say it shocks them. I don't know if I agree with that. But it's uncomfortable, to say the least. And so anything that's uncomfortable for a slug is beneficial to me. So I had some copper wires lying around. So I took them and I stripped them and I made some copper rings. And if you go to my website, there's a page about my garden. And I believe I have some pictures up there that has little copper rings. some of the cool things about the copper that the next day when I put the copper rings around it, I wound it in a couple circles. You can see pictures and exactly how I did it around the base of the base of my jalapeno plants and the base of my bell pepper plants. The copper, I woke up the next morning, went down and looked at the copper, and there was a slug actually making a U-turn, turning around, going the opposite direction, as if it had a few minutes previous touched the copper, said, I don't like that, turned around and went the other way. So I think the copper is a success. Since I've done the copper, though, I've gone out there. It's been now a week or so. The plants have shown a lot less signs of slugs eating them. I think the copper is a score. So I decided that I made a couple of copper rings for my zucchini as well, and my cucumbers. My cucumbers are getting eaten up by the slugs. I don't think my cucumbers are going to do very good this year. But, you know, oh well. We'll see. Time will tell. I thought I had some hazelnut trees growing on the property. As I'm walking around the property, I notice broken hazelnuts on the ground, the shells. It kind of gets me excited because I like hazelnuts. I'm like Gilberts or whatever you want to call them. I was thinking that maybe I could start harvesting some hazelnuts this year. So I found a tree that I thought, or bush, whatever you want to call it, that I thought were a hazelnut bush, and turns out I'm completely, totally wrong. It's some sort of berry bush. The deals on it, the little, they look like cherries. They look like elongated cherries, and instead of being reddish, they're blue, and they're blue like a plum colored blue. And when you taste them, they taste sweet. I don't eat them. I just, you know, put them in my mouth and tasted them. They taste sweet and they taste, you know, good. I don't know what the heck they are, but there are some pictures on my website. Hopefully that you guys can maybe help me identify them. I put up a link at Permies asking for people to identify them, but I've had no luck so far with that. But that's what's been going on in my garden. I've got some broccoli. My broccoli's doing really, really, really well. It's taken off. I hope to have a lot of broccoli. I planted a lot of broccoli, and it's one of my favorite crops. Everything else seems to be doing good. Slugs and other things seem to be, you know, leaving it alone. After I had planted the garden, I decided that, you know, I've got all these seeds left over in these seed packets, and I decided, yeah, what the heck? What am I going to do with these seeds? So I I took them and just threw them about the garden. In addition, I bought some of those wild flower seeds, and I threw those about the garden, too. I figured, what the hell? You know, everything's starting to sprout, which is awesome. I think that's going to be kind of a cool thing, a little bit of diversity in the garden. If they grow, they grow. If they don't, they don't. And I'll keep an eye on the other plants, make sure that nothing gets choked out and whatnot. Anyways, that's what's been going on in my garden. It's not very exciting stuff, but that's what I've been doing. I had a major catastrophe happen. On another note, I had a major catastrophe happen. I've got this 1 terabyte external hard drive I bought about a year ago, and I put everything on it. A while back, I had a 100 gigabyte hard drive, which had all my archives. And since the modem days, you know, since way back when I had a 28.8 baud modem, back in the day when you would download a file off the bulletin board services, this was before, you know, internet, the ubiquitous internet that we all have nowadays in high speed, I would download things and I would save them. And in fact, you know, I had the archive went back so far that I had a copy of Netscape on there, Netscape Gold. I think it was version 2. And things like that. So I would be downloading these stuff. The idea was, it was so costly to download something, you know, a megabyte would take damn near an hour to download. So once you downloaded it, you would save it. So I had amassed quite an archive of stuff. I had like 40 gigs of music. I had like 30 gigs of karaoke music. I had like, I don't know, tons of stuff. Irreplaceable pictures and all that stuff I had saved over the years on my 100 gigabyte hard drive. I know it was a little over. Maybe it was a 250 gigabyte hard drive at the time. Started out with 1 gig, 100 gigs, and moved to 250 and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. Ended up buying a terabyte because my 100 gig drive, or whatever it was at the time, was starting to give me problems. It was not acting, making noises, essentially. I'm like, oh, crap. So I bought this terabyte drive, and I copied everything over. During the copy process, right at the end of it, my 250 gigabyte drive, my archive drive, decided to give up the ghost and die. So I was like, whew, right on. Got all my stuff saved right in the nick of time. Well, fast forward years, you know, about a year or two. It's been about a year or two. I've since then amassed more stuff, you know, a lot of movies, a lot of a lot more music and irreplaceable photos, you know, all my wedding pictures, everything that's near and dear to me is on this hard drive. So I'm sitting down about a week ago at my computer, and I'm drinking some booze. I went to the dollar store, and I bought these little dollar store Coke glasses. They're little short things, maybe 4 inches tall. They're kind of like oversized shot glasses in the shape of a Coke glass. They're pretty cool. So I was drinking some booze out of that. I had a chaser and sat at the edge of my desk. And I moved my keyboard, and the Coke glass fell. No big deal, you know. Coke glass fell, and then all of a sudden, hits my hard drive that was on the floor. I have my hard drive set up on the floor. It's kind of out of the way. You would think that it's completely, totally, 100% safe, where it was. Apparently not. It hits it, and I was watching a movie on it at the time, and the movie obviously stops, and I hear some tick, 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 tick coming out of the hard drive. I'm like, oh, geez, you got to be kidding me. So in one fell swoop, I completely destroyed 10-plus years, maybe more, of all my information. My terabyte drive completely died on me. Major travesty, a very sad thing. But, you know, like everything in life, you just keep moving on, right? Things die. You accept it, move on, and try to learn from the mistake and try to do better. Of course, I don't have backups of my backups because that would be smart, you know, and sometimes I don't do smart things, so I'm currently trying to figure out how to do some redundant storage. So I'm learning about OpenSolaris and ZFS and RAID and all this stuff. So I'm trying to figure out how I can create a low-power, low-cost, redundant network-based storage system to store all of my data so that nothing like this could ever happen to me ever again. Some things I had saved on other hard drives here and there, but for the most part, the majority of the crap that I want is gone. So I don't know what to do. I mean, I know what to do, but I don't want to spend the money to do it. But in order to live in this world, you tend to accumulate data. And if the data is important to you, you might as well store it. You might as well save it. Well, that's pretty much all I got for you. Pretty much all I got. It's not a very interesting show, but it is kind of what's going on with me in the past week. Work, cars. You know, I got a new car. It's a Geo Metro. Picked it up for pretty cheap. It was I got it off Craigslist for $500. The problem with it is transmission's kind of screwy on it. Been the story of my life lately. I got a Subaru Impreza with a bad transmission as well. The car, I can't shift it in and out of gears very easily. I can shift it. I can get into second, fourth, and reverse, but it requires a hell of a lot of effort. So for the most part, I've just been leaving it in second gear and driving it all over the place, which works well because I live so close to my job and I only go on the back road. So hopefully this coming payday, I will amass a plan to either get my Subaru back on the road and then fix my Geo, or get my Geo fixed and then fix my Subaru. Who knows? But the beautiful thing about the Subaru, the Geo, is that $500, totally cheap. I'm getting, even driving around in second gear, I'm getting like 27 miles at a gallon. I think I just clocked it, 27 miles at a gallon. Yeah, that's like four times more than what I was getting when I was driving the truck. So even driving it in second gear is fantastic. And I can just imagine that once I get the transmission fixed, I'll probably get into the 30s. Geo Metro, $500. Friggin' awesome. Hopefully I'll get everything else fixed though there. Other than that, that's been about it. Not much going on in my life. So, sorry it wasn't a very exciting Colin Mona show, but it is a Colin Mona show nonetheless. And I'll try to make these a little bit more exciting and down the road in the future. I'll bring back the Word of the Week. And I'll bring back some other stuff around here. So anyways, if you like what you're hearing, that's great. If you don't like what you're hearing, sorry, you don't necessarily have to listen. But if you want to leave a comment, good or bad, go ahead and do so on colinwonder.com. I've enabled discuss comments, which if you have a Facebook account, you can sign in with your Facebook account, and you can leave a comment on my website regarding the show. I've also implemented a Facebook like button on my webpage, which is kind of neat. I'm not 100% certain if it's even working. So, if you want, whether you like the, whether you like my show or not, click the Facebook like button just so I can see if it's working. Anyways, that's it for this episode of the Cola Mono Show, and I have an idea for a show in the future. I have an interesting idea for a show in the future that may be interesting to people who are in the permaculture arena, people who are into things like gardening and sustainability and food and all that good stuff. So anyways, I will talk to you guys later and have a great one. Bye-bye. Down that dirt road to a house that's falling apart.